Welcome to the Mucho Motivation Podcast with me, Kathy Conamurillo, the Crafty Chica. If you've ever dreamed of starting your own business and making positive changes in your life or your thoughts, but think you don't have the time or what it takes, listen up. I launched and built my business all on my own while working a full-time job. I said goodnight to my family and then got to work on my brand. Now, Crafty Chica is my full-time career, from authoring books to speaking at events, designing product lines, working with brands, to making and selling my art. I've experienced happy tears and all kinds of ugly cries in the process. And now I want to share everything I learned with you here on the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Let's help you tackle your goals and turn your dreams into action. Okay, guys, let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mucho Motivation Podcast. Today I am going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and it's about writing your first novel. And the reason why I am bringing this up right now is because it has been 10 years since my novel came out. I have two novels that I wrote, and it was such a long journey to get these published, and it's an accomplishment that I'm really proud of. And here it is 10 years later. I'm still selling these books. They're on Audible through Random House. They're printed in other languages, and one of them is even being adapted into a screenplay. So I'm feeling pretty good about this, and I thought I would share some tips for all of you who are maybe thinking about writing your first novel. So let me start from the beginning. I mean, when I was born, no, not really. Okay. So I have always loved to read books, from Beverly Cleary to Irma Bombeck's books to, you know, all of the books growing up. I just loved reading humorous, heartwarming tales. And when I started my blog, I knew that I eventually wanted to go into fiction writing, but I did not have a clue how to do it. However, I would always talk about it in my blog that someday I wanted to do this. And I was probably like in my mid-30s, and I said, I'm going to write a novel by the time I'm 40. And I'm glad I started early because it actually took a long time. I started outlining what I thought was going to be my first book, and it was called Chronicles of a Crafty Chica. And I bought all of these beautiful blank journals, and I just started outlining. I just started developing all of the characters. That took 3 years. All I was doing was writing notes. And finally, I'm like, okay, I need to stop, you know, piddling around. I need to like get going on this, but I didn't know how. So I decided to join a local writers group. And what actually triggered me joining the writing group is that I had an editor from HarperCollins reach out to me and say, hey, we saw on your blog that you're working on a manuscript, a fiction manuscript. So when that's ready, we want to see it. So that's all it took for me to get going, was just seeing that sliver of opportunity. And I joined the writing group with, I think it was 4 other people in my community, and they were all also working on their first book projects. And I highly recommend joining a writing group. This is why, because it forces you to write a chapter, or at least a few pages to get rolling. It forces you to read it out loud to someone, to be accountable, and to get feedback. If I had not joined that writing group, I don't think I would have ever started, because we had our meetings once a month, and that I wanted things to happen faster. So after a few months of working on this writing group, I decided to sign up for National Novel Writing Month. By this time, it was November. And I've always been a very deadline-oriented person. And I thought, 50,000 words in 1 month? Why the heck not? What have I got to lose? Here, I was working full-time at the newspaper. Our kids were little. They had a lot of trouble in school, plus making dinner. and being a band wife and helping my husband with his job and all of his projects that he had going on. I mean, I don't even know how I found the time to work on this book, but I did. I waited until everyone went to bed, which was usually around 10 o'clock at night. And then I just started writing. And I thought, you know what? I divided the 50,000 words. And I thought, if I can do 2,000 words a night, I can meet this deadline. As far as an outline, I didn't actually have one. I kind of made it up as I went. Again, I did not know what I was doing. I just had these ideas for this cute book. And every night when I went to bed, it felt so good because I thought, wow, I finished 2,000 words. Okay, what is my character going to do tomorrow? And then I'd go to work the next day and do everything I needed to do. And then at 10 o'clock, I'd get back on the computer and do 2,000 more words. So I did finish the first draft of the novel for National Novel Writing Month. And then I went through and I edited it correctly, but fast forward to where I had a book agent and I turned it into him. And then he called me back and told me that he didn't even finish reading it, that it was horrible. He was actually telling me, like, have you ever even read a novel? Do you understand how it works? You know, this is just a hot mess. It doesn't make any sense. Good, you know, good thing that you tried, but, you know, maybe this isn't for you. So I decided to give up. I was devastated. I felt so guilty because I had put so many hours and years into working on this book, taking time away from my family and my kids and other projects I could have been doing. And I quit. I thought, this isn't meant for me. I have my other craft books that I do. That's what I'm known for. I should be happy with what I'm doing my Crafty Chica brand and all of that. And the universe has a funny way of shaking you up, because about a year later, I was invited to go to Miami to teach a shrine making class for Latina authors to help them take a break from writing to actually use art and craft as a way to visualize their characters and the plot points in their books. So I went to this writing conference, brought all my craft supplies, and I thought, well, if I can't be a novelist, at least I can teach other novelists, you know, how to craft. And I went to all of the sessions and I listened to these authors read excerpts from their book, talk about breaking down the chapters, breaking down the characters, breaking down the outline, and it hit me. I knew what I did wrong. I knew how to fix my manuscript. And I called my husband and I thought he would roll his eyes at me, but he was like, you know what? Tell us what we need to do to help you. Like, let's do this. You know, like it's, don't quit. Don't give up. So I got home and I became obsessed. I pulled out that manuscript. I went back to work on it. I had to redo the whole thing. And it's really complicated because it's actually like a Rubik's Cube. Like if you move one thing, you have to move all of these other things. But regardless, I did it. I think it took me about 6 months to take everything apart and put it all back together. By this time, my book editor had quit his job and I got another book editor, and her mom happened to be a crafter, and she read my manuscript and she called me and she said, it needs a lot of work, but I can sell this book. It's a really cute book. I think there's a market for it. You know, here's my notes. And then she emailed me like 11 pages of single space notes of what I needed to do. And among those things, this is some notes for you. When you're writing fiction, your characters always have to end up the opposite of how they started. You have to show growth through the characters. And that's was my weak point. I had them fleshed out really well, but it was their story arcs that needed the work. So I took all of her notes. I applied everything that she said, And we went back and forth, you know, another few months. And then she said, okay, I am ready to send this manuscript out to editors. And I think she sent it to about 10 editors. And she said, all we need is one. All we need is one. And by the end of the day, 5 of them had already passed on it. And I was thinking, well, I've gotten pretty far so far. No matter what happens, I'm just happy I got this far. The next day, I was leaving to the craft convention in Chicago, and she called me in the morning and she said, okay, we're down to 3 offers. 3 offers! And they were all major publishing houses. So the first publisher put out their bid, and then one of the 3 backed out because it already was above the price that they were able to spend on it. And then another publishing house met that price. So they were both at the same price. So then it was up to me to interview these acquisition editors to see which one I wanted to sell my manuscript to. So one of the editors, I asked her, what would you change in my book? And she said, well, there are significant changes that I would do, but I can't discuss them until after acquisition. And she did say there's also an option for a second book if this one does well. So the next publisher, that editor, she told me exactly what she would change. She said, okay, Kathy, right now, this is more notes to take. She said, you have a character in your book that is the troublemaker and is the instigator of all of the conflict that happens in the book. She said, I want to challenge you to take out the troublemaker character and just be left with these 3 other characters. And the conflict comes from their own inner flaws and their own challenges, and they bring trouble on for themselves and their friendships, and they have to be self-aware and they have to learn and grow and skin their knees, so to say, and learn how to stand up again. And I really love that because, you know, I realize that having a troublemaker character is kind of like a crutch, an easy way out. And I really loved the way that she presented it of challenging me to create more depth for these characters. So I'm like, okay, I want to go with this publishing house. And by the time I landed in Chicago, I had a voicemail from my book agent saying that they had officially made a 2-book offer for me. And that was through Grand Central Publishing. So I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, you know, just a few tweaks here and there. I can totally do this. I went out to New York City to meet with my editor, and I went into her office, and she had all of my chapters spread out on this coffee table. And she was like, okay, we need to do some surgery here. And I looked at it and I felt like I wanted to faint because I thought, oh my God, I've already rewritten this book so many times, but you know what? Let's do this. But before we dove into it, she said, before we start on all of this, I want you to meet somebody, so follow me. So I followed her out of her office and we went down the hallway, we took the elevator, we went into this room, and she took me in this room to introduce me to this man, and he turns around and it's Nicholas Sparks, the author Nicholas Sparks. He's on the same publishing house that I am. And she said, hi, Nicholas, you know, this is Kathy. She's a new author. She has her first novel coming out. And I thought since you were here today, maybe you could give her some words of encouragement. And I was able to sit down and talk to him for about 15 minutes. And he gave me so many awesome tips about, you know, writing a novel. And basically, it's, you know, action, conflict, tension, always showing your character's flaws and their growth and not being afraid to just go for it. And I was so inspired. I came back and I redid the whole book, and I love how it turned out. However, now that it is 10 years later, I just listened to it on Audible, and oh, I can see so many mistakes that I made. And before I get there, I will just finish up this story. So I will tell you that the whole process from day one of knowing that I wanted to write a novel, I just imagined my book cover at the new in fiction section at Barnes & Noble. Every time things went wrong, every time I cried, even when my book agent said it sucked, I still just had that image of going to the new in fiction section at Barnes & Noble and seeing my book there. So the day before my book came out, actually it was like a few days before, I called my local Barnes & Noble and I told them, okay, look, you guys, I have my first novel coming out. I feel like I manifested this. Please, can you have it in your store and have it on the new in fiction table on Tuesday when it comes out? And that morning I got up and I called them and they said, oh, we have them in the boxes right here. You know, we're going to put it on the table. So I went down there, no makeup. I just got out of bed and I snapped my picture there with my novel because I just always kept that end goal in mind. And everything that I've done in my life, career-wise, even love-wise, everything, I just always love to put that end result picture in my mind of what the end goal is. And after that book came out, I had to write the second book. Now, that first book, I want to say I went through about more than 20 drafts writing that. The second book, I knew exactly what I needed to do. So here's where the tips start. Number one, to write your book, if you're writing a novel, you have to have an outline. I know everyone works differently. Some people can just sit down and bang it out. But honestly, having an outline is like your roadmap. Because if you just write freely, there's a good chance you could write your character into a corner and have to, you know, disassemble the whole thing. So if you write your outline, and by an outline, I mean maybe like just sit down and say, okay, in this character or in this scene, it starts off blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to go here. And then this happens. And this leads to that. Okay, next chapter. Here she is at the store. Da, da, da. So you want to write a few paragraphs of just free form writing of what happens. And that way, when you actually start writing the book, you can follow along with your outline. Granted, you can make changes, but at least you have some direction. So also what I did on the second book, it only took me 4 months to write that book. And I only had to, I think I did 3 or 4 drafts of that book. And another thing that came in handy was a short outline. So I had my long outline, but then I had a document that was just each chapter I would write in one sentence what happened in that chapter. If something monumental happened to one of the characters, I would put that in there. So maybe a sentence or two of what happened. In that way, as I was working on the book and I forgot something, I could go back and look in that and say, oh yeah, that happened in chapter 2. And then I could go back and fix it. Another thing you want to do is write up a character sheet for all of your characters. So this is where you put their hair color, their height, what their favorite things are, maybe where they grew up, what their parents were like, what they're afraid of, what they love, what their weak point is, maybe something that happened to them when they were younger that makes them the way they are right now. Even if you don't use all of this stuff in the book, it will help you connect with that character and really, really know their story. So as you're writing it, you could use a lot of that into their motivation and their weaknesses and all of that. So get those outlines in order. And then also, as you do your character sheets, you want to put how they're starting off and then how they're going to end. Again, they have to have growth. It has to have a story arc. So they need to end up opposite of how they started. And my friend Michelle, she told me that I forgot who. Oh, Billy Wilder. She said that Billy Wilder described it as this: the three acts of your book or your screenplay. The first one is, how do you get someone up in the tree? The second, the last part is getting them down from the tree. And the middle, the second act, is throwing rocks at them in the tree to get them to come down. So the middle part of that book is actually the most difficult, because that's where you have to kind of, you know, make everything come together. It's fun to write the beginning of the book. It's fun to write the end of the book. The middle's a little tricky because you need to have the beginning and the end woven together there in the middle. So the more you can do that ahead of time on paper, the easier it will be for you. So those are some of my biggest tips. Also, when it comes to writing in general, I would say, sure, it's good to take a class or to, you know, do something small to get motivated, baby steps and all of that. But you know what? Coming from someone who has lived it, I would say just dive in there and get writing. There are software programs. You don't even need that. You could just use Google Docs. That's what I use. And do a little bit every day. Make it a habit for yourself. If you don't want to write a novel, but maybe you want to write a memoir, and again, outline it and use that as your roadmap. And go easy on yourself in the beginning. Like every new chapter you write, I promise you, the first part, you're not going to use it. So don't waste time erasing and starting all over again. In fact, what I like to do is I will set the timer on my phone for 15 minutes and I just start writing. I do not stop. And usually that's what it takes to get warmed up to get to the good stuff. And then after you're done with your entire writing session, you can go back up to the top of the piece, and that 15 minutes, you can end up probably deleting it because that's your warm up. And I know a lot of people have fear of the blank page and starting, and they keep fussing on that opening line or the opening chapter. You know what? Just start writing. That is the best thing. So another tip for writing a fiction book is to write the whole thing before you start editing. Do not edit chapter by chapter. I made this mistake early on with my first book, and I wasted so much time because a lot of that got deleted. So you want to just write all the way through your whole book. And then when it's done, you can go back and you can edit it from start to finish. And maybe even by then, you know, you could put together a new outline, because sometimes things change a little bit as you're working on it. And if you keep editing in between each scene, in between each chapter, you'll get new ideas, and then you'll want to go fix another chapter, and then you have to change something in your outline, and it's just a hot mess. So look at it like a big hunk of clay. You want to get all the clay out on the wheel, and then once you're done, editing is the sculpting part of it. So go easy on yourself on there and just get it out. If you need help getting motivated, maybe you look into National Novel Writing Month. That is in November. I love that community. I love that they send you a lot of tips and encouraging notes that you can use. And I mean, just go for it. So I'm pretty sure those are all of my notes that I wanted to talk about. I am working on a third novel. It's been 10 years since I did the other two. And I've been working on this one, it feels like forever. And I will be honest with you, my problem is that I just wasn't connected with my characters before I started writing it. So I got a little stuck. And I didn't take my own advice. I am almost done with it. It's about 120,000 words. But I need to go and fix some things in there. But first I need to just write out the ending and then go back and work on my character development from the beginning. And another good reason why it's good to get it all the way out is because you want to have the same kind of voice all the way through. And if you start and stop to keep editing back and forth, you could lose some of that. So I wish I could say there's one foolproof way to get your manuscript done and sold, but there isn't. I feel like it's like pregnancy. Like each baby is different. Each book experience is totally different. Another question people always ask is, how did you get a book agent? I have an idea for a book. Do you know someone who will publish it? Okay, the deal is you have to write your book before you even think about getting an agent or a publishing house. Do not let that be your motivator. Let your story be the motivation. Use your skills and your talent, your experiences. Get that story out and put together. Once your manuscript is done, again, this is for fiction, then you can go out and seek an agent. You can go through writers' magazines. You could, you know, Google away. You could talk to other authors about who their agents are. A lot of times, acquisition editors don't even need agents anymore. They'll just go directly through the author. But you can't do it. Don't let getting a book deal be the motivating factor for you to write and finish your book or money. Don't think you're going to make $1 million off of it. If you really want to do this, you can do it. You have to assign the time, take some things out of your schedule. If you decide to self-publish, make sure to hire an editor to review it for you, because two sets of eyes are better than one. And once it's published, you don't want it to be all wonky and everything. So make sure you get an editor. And we can do another episode on self-publishing later. But I just wanted to share that with all of you. My first book, my first novel is called Waking Up in the Land of Glitter. And the other one is called Miss Scarlet School of Patternless Sewing. They're both available through my website on Amazon. I'm not so much in bookstores anymore because it's been a while. But they're also available on Audible. So you can get them in audiobook form. And that is a wrap for today. 10 years, my novel came out. And let me know if you're working on a book, if you're writing a novel, and any questions that you have, if you're stuck, if you need help, please leave a comment and let me know, and I will do my best to answer. Okay, thanks guys. Have a great day, and I hope you are mucho motivated to go out and write your novel. Bye-bye.